With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer is hospitalized Wednesday. Bob Agnew reports.
Aides say Schumer began to feel lightheaded in the Senate gym Wednesday morning. A spokesman for Schumer said in a statement, quote, out of an abundance of caution, he went to the hospital to be treated for dehydration and is now back at work in the Capitol. The aide says with the nation's capital in the grip of a heat wave, Schumer wants to remind everybody to drink some water and stay out of the heat. Bob Agnew reported.
The bulk of the House Democrat caucus voted down an effort to launch impeachment proceedings against President Trump Tuesday, joining a unified House GOP. Bernie Bennett has more.
Led by Congressman Al Green of Texas, dozens of Democrats, including New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, voted on Tuesday in favor of beginning an impeachment inquiry into Mr. Trump's strikes on three Iranian nuclear facilities over the weekend, a move which numerous Democrats, as well as Republican Thomas Massey, said was unconstitutional. But most of their caucus was against that response to the U.S. involvement in Israel's war against Iran. On Tuesday, the impeachment inquiry vote was defeated, with 128 Democrats joining all present House Republicans and voting it down. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Trump administration will limit the sharing of classified information with Congress. Fox News reports the announcement comes on the heels of a leaked U.S. intel analysis falsely claiming that Iran's nuclear program was only set back months, not years. The man accused of attacking pro-Israel supporters in Boulder is facing 12 counts of federal hate crimes. The U.S. Department of Justice says Mohammed Solomon injured 15 people with Molotov cocktails and a makeshift flamethrower on June 1st. The indictment includes a handwritten document recovered from his vehicle that said, quote, Zionism is our enemy until Jerusalem is liberated, end quote. This is SRN News. A new measure of persecution in India.
How bad is it getting? Well, according to the United Christian Forum, two believers are physically attacked for their faith on average every day. And that's just what's being reported in a country where the authorities are often just as hostile as the attackers. Radical Hindus are the problem. They have launched a campaign to either kill all Christians in India or drive them out. Attacks accelerated after a Hindu nationalist party came to power in 2014. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The number of abortions in the U.S. grew in 2024 as more women obtained abortion pills through telehealth. The latest We Count project for the Society of Family Planning finds that one in four abortions were carried out using medications prescribed by a provider who did not see the patient in person. That's up from one in 20 in the months before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. This is SRN News. Stock market approaching record territory.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 was mostly unchanged. The index is within 0.8% of its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. Oil prices held steady after plunging by roughly $10 per barrel in the prior 2 days. The big moves for stocks and oil prices this week were bolstered by hopes that the global flow of crude will not be disrupted by the Israel-Iran war. A ceasefire between the two nations seems to be holding. Damian Troisi, New York.
Stanford Medicine ends sex change procedures for patients under the age of 19, following a trend among California healthcare providers to restrict the practice on minors. Earlier in the year, the president signed an order to stop hospitals and medical schools with federal funding from performing those irreversible procedures. More at SRNnews.com.